Dun 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 dun! That's right, this is part two of my conversation with Anne and Luis. Let's get into it. Reach the eye. Okay. You know when you're just so cool, that nothing really matters, right? Matter, man. Everything that they say, it just don't matter, huh? That's how cool you is, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's how cool I'm is. I said I'm cool. Like some ice cream with them cherries on the top. Cause some haters won't stop. That's why I'm cool. Like some ice cream with them cherries on the top. Cause some haters won't stop. That's why I'm cool. Like some ice cream with them cherries on the top. Cause some haters won't stop. I know you cool. Like some ice cream with them cherries on the top. Cause some haters won't stop. It has been a long time since I talked to both of you. So in that time, of course, the Bama has become president. So I mean, how do you feel about that? Now that a black man is president, how do you feel?
Who do you want? Me or Louise first?
Either one.
Okay, I'll go first. I'm gonna be mean. I did not vote for Obama. And you know the only reason the United States elected Obama for president?
I think it was just because
so white people can finally prove that black people can't do shit.
What? Oh, you ass.
That is good, huh?
You can have racist minority.
Call me Mike.
You are a racist minority.
Well, you know, I have
to. Okay, well, oh, no. Okay, so you say that the reason why we got Obama was because finally it was proved that black people can't do shit, right?
Yeah, he hasn't finished his term.
Are you forgetting that he's white also? And for what, the last 100+ years, all the goddamn people have been white? Look where we're at now.
Right.
Because, you know, that's why I say America chose to put a black person in the White House so we can finally say, you know what, black bitches, shut the fuck up.
Because the white people are doing the best they can.
You bitches always be bitching.
You're just mad because this fucking Obama's name ain't fucking Jose. Okay, what's wrong with your ass? You mad his name is not Jose. That's what you angry about. You just mad. You and Chinese people. All your Asian people up there.
See that. The richest man in the world right now is Mexican. I don't know what his name is, but he was Forbes 500 list of richest men in the world, and he was number one. Probably was a coke seller, but you know what? We get there.
Right.
We get there.
Okay.
But anyway, point being, I think that it's strong. Well, I don't know. I don't really. I'm not into politics.
My whole thing about
that's my conclusion on why.
You said enough. You said
I'm not racist, by the way. I love it.
That makes sense.
Been in me, I've been black. Yes,
he's had enough black guys.
Oh my god.
They can't do something right, let me tell you that.
Because black guys know how to fuck, plain and simple.
Yes, they do, and Latinos know how to bounce.
I thought this was about Obama.
True though, I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, it's thinking more like 105%.
Right, it is
okay,
so true.
To conclude, what is your point of view on Obama?
My point of view on this is that this man puts on his pants leg just like all the other presidents before. And
right.
My whole thing is just because he is a mixed president, because to conclude that he is the first black president is bullshit. To say that he is, you know, he's black, he's white. I'm pretty sure he got some type of Indian rusty through them veins too. I mean, everybody is a mix and a combination of a whole lot of shit. And I mean, he has a lot of back history to him with, you know, living in Colorado or being over in Hawaii. You know, he has a lot going on. So when people say that, oh, he's the first black president, I think a lot of people think that, oh, he's some type of, like, hood basketball playing.
Which is true.
That made it to the White House. And that's what I wish people would stop associating him as the first black president, because it really makes him seem like he is just a ghetto-ass Harlem, Brooklyn-wearing-ass motherfucker from out of the boonies, and he's just like, okay, I'm president now because I'm... And I think that a lot of people are giving him the whole... Not so much a sympathy thing, but it's like they're being lenient, mm-hmm. and... He, to me, is a president like all other presidents.
Right.
Nobody knew how Clinton was going to turn out. Nobody knew how Roosevelt was going to turn out. Nobody knows how Obama's going to turn out. Like, mm-hmm. just because he's elected and he has the, out, you know, the outer appearance and maybe the words to project
and
to other people.
He's going to get a war in the next month.
Exactly. his whole thing was, what, in 16 months he was going to rid of this whole war and he was talking to all his people. I mean, it's not that easy.
Right.
And I'm not saying that he's not holding up his word. It's just, I wish that people would just let this man get into office, do what he needs to do. I mean, it's only been, what, 3 months?
Yes.
3 or 4 months? And people already expected, like, exactly, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, people are already expecting, like, okay, when is this war going to be over? Okay, what date is this going to be over?
That is true.
You know, it's like, calm down, let's get this flow the way it's going to be, like.
I feel sorry for the bitches that smoke.
Oh my gosh, yes. Speaking of, really quickly, Obama did say that, you know, people who made under $250,000 wouldn't or shouldn't expect new taxes or more taxes, and this whole cigarette tobacco tax is going to essentially hit those people the most. Because they're the ones who are smoking. So, you know, maybe he's flipping the script.
I think it's fabulous.
Wait.
That shit $2 a fucking box.
People are so upset now that those damn cigarettes went up.
Fucking homeless people smoke. Even though I do like my liquor, I think there should be a much higher tax bracket on that. But let me just tell you something. We were talking with Anne, and there was not to be a president, because it says on the paper, hold on a second. I'm pretending talking like something else because my mother's helping.
You don't want to hear you talking about politics. That's why I think you're gay.
I really think it's great, and I think it should have gone in other places as well.
Taxes?
I think porno should definitely be taxed. Heavily.
Yes.
And I think liquor should be taxed tremendously. I really do not.
Well, not my liquor. Not my liquor.
No, you can't do that, because that's not fair to me. Liquor does not affect. Okay, if you think about it, you have cigarettes and then you have alcohol, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I could see cigarettes because, I mean, that is, like, the rudest thing to do to someone is, like, sit there, you're walking, and then, like, you get a puff of all this shit, and it's like, you might as well just fart in my face, because that's how I feel. Like,
yeah, that's like, exactly how it is here in Atlanta. All the clubs don't separate smoking and non-smoking, so everyone smokes in the club. So when you walk out, you are smelling like smoke and weed.
Well, that's fine. You know what? To be honest, I think the best way to seriously get out of the slump that we're in is people need to seriously stop going by standards. I mean, you have...
Can we say something, though? I don't think this economy has affected the gay community, because I haven't stopped spending.
That is true.
That's what I don't understand. Like, I was having a conversation with Michelle, and she was saying, like, I was telling her, like, I don't get why everybody is so scared about money. Because I feel like I'm getting more money.
Yesterday, she was very upset at me. When I switched my job, I took a pay cut. I get paid pretty well, not tremendously, but I get paid, you know, they say per average, a steady household, lower class household, makes less than $40,000 a year combined. This is a family with two or three kids, husband and wife, mm-hmm. renting. I make what that type of a family makes in a year. And I can tell you something. God knows where the fuck my money goes, because I just don't know how these people do it. I cannot survive on what two people make and two people feed two kids. I'm struggling to pay my bills and stuff. I make good money, but I'd rather go to the club and waste it there.
Right. Exactly. See, that's what I like can agree with you with, because I spend my money everywhere.
Yes.
He said, "I'm so disappointed in you. You have nothing to show for what you've made. Not to brag. Last year, I made $60,000. I have nothing to show for it. Nothing."
Well, you did go into business for a while,
didn't you? Well, you know. Well, that's right. You're killing trouble. But anyway, not so gummy.
Sorry.
I think that I feel for families that, you know, are these lower middle class families, because I think they are the ones being affected the most.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel guilty. Like, I feel very guilty that I live a life that these people can barely give their kids.
But think of the life that you live here, regardless of we have this money situation or not.
Well, I just don't.
I mean, just because you can.
The effects of it.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you're basing this off of.
But
would you shut up and listen? You are basing this right off of this.
Now that I work with businesses, and you know, I constantly call people, and I, you know, I'm self promoting their businesses, and as a, you know, consultant as well, I have found that so many businesses are closing. I mean, businesses that have been there for years, and you see all this damn empty parking lots, Mervyn, Gotch. I mean, these are stores that I remember when
we were in
the United States. My mother bought clothes at for us then. And these were, Mervyn's and Gottschalk's were stores that were considered high-end.
Yeah.
And you look back and you think, holy shit. You know, that's one of the reasons Macy's fired me, is because they were paying me too much.
Damn. That sucks. I got fired.
You should have been clear, like you were supposed to be doing.
What's that?
I said you should have been cleaning like you were supposed to be doing.
Hell no. Well, your black ass was collecting my pennies outside the fucking store, bitch.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. You know, funny thing you say that, bitch. Because on my defense of Latinos, I have never seen a Latino homeless person. But God damn, there's a lot of niggas out there asking for money.
We got our papers, though.
Right.
You know what, bitch, but we're working.
Exactly. I mean, you're working, but I mean, that's the thing about the Latino community. Y'all.
Can I get one word in today? And that fucking Asian word paper is sure as hell not going to go pick those fucking peaches and tomatoes. And you know what? The United States is full of shit. They support immigration 100%.
They do.
Because they know no fucking bitch is going to go outside and pick tomatoes for fucking $8 a fucking hour. And you sure as hell know that a farmer's not going to pay that. They'd rather pay the fucking immigrant $5 a fucking hour because they know that he will not go rat them out.
That is true.
And the United States know this. They know this because they know your pretty white ass is not going to go out there and pick peaches.
You'll give us an opportunity to, or you'll be bringing your fucking family over here. What's up? You'll give us an opportunity to do it?
You know why white people are so lazy?
Why are white people so lazy?
Agree with you there.
Well, they wouldn't. It would just be non-existent. This is what happens here. The white people would have to start inventing some invention that grew tomatoes and picked them by themselves. the tomatoes just fucking walked to the fucking back.
Right.
You know what? I was listening to this black comedian the other night to make fun of white people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so funny how white people come up for an excuse for everything. You know, if a white person kills 18 people, If a white person kills 18 people, oh, he was crazy. He was mistreated.
Mm-hmm.
He's psychologically wrong. Bitch, if you're Mexican and you kill 18 people, your ass is dead. There ain't no fucking excuse. If
right.
If you're a nigger, your ass is dead.
That is very true.
If you're Punjabi, or oh my god, that girl who was talking to two guys and they showed her on TV getting beaten, I think that was so disturbing.
I have not seen that. I did not see that.
YouTube it. There is recent news that this little girl in Saudi Arabia, or somewhere over there, was like in between these two guys, and you know, they can't do that. Usually they're supposed to be beaten to death by rocks, that's for a law. But these motherfuckers straight up just put her on the ground and beat her with a stick.
Oh my gosh.
And they showed this on TV. That's good TV. That's what white people need to be doing to their fucking kids. That's what I be killing people.
Well, everyone is beating everyone these days.
Not to hit your kids. What kind of stupid-ass bitch does that? Don't hit your kids. Well, then have them shoot me. Please. That's why the bitch shoots you and your husband at the end. Wait. What's that? Are you going to let me a noble talk? Sorry, I forget this isn't about me. But anyways.
Back to what Luis was saying, you know, violence.
Let's cut this short, because who's this?
No, what?
Oh.
Well, yeah, I definitely already have enough to split into two episodes, but really quickly, I will say this. Violence seems to be... What?
What?
Well, yeah, violence seems to be a popular thing, especially with the whole Chris Brown Rihanna thing going on.
Hell no.
Right.
Black people do beat bitches, not just Mexicans. I thought it was just Latinos who beat women.
It's black people too.
The Latino community right now are ridiculous.
Don't even get me started. It was a pleasure reuniting.
Yes, no, indeed.
I have to turn my straight face on and open my car door. To talk to my mother.
I'm going to hear you talking about politics.
No, baby, I'm outside in my car. Look, you're going to hear it beep.
You didn't even go to college with DUI. You
see? I'm getting out of the car. Well, like I said, a pleasure speaking to both of you tonight.
Indeed.
I love you. Shut up. We heard how you feel about black people. We heard you.
Oh, it's okay. I still have to listen to me.
Right.
Oh, you know I still like them.
We're good enough for stuff, but not good enough for anything else?
That's about it.
Okay.
That's about it. I will chat with you guys later. Let's keep in contact.
Okay.
No!
Enjoy the rest of your night.
You too, Luis.
Well, thank you.
Ta-ta.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Get off the phone! Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, that was Luis. He, like I said, he was on the show with us back in 06 as Mondo and Luis at the same time, playing both gay and straight. He is quite the character, you know, but he's a good friend, at least, right, Anne?
He never runs out of stuff to say.
That is so true. True. And I also have to thank you for coming back and being on the show with me. I appreciate that so much.
Oh, no problem.
It's so much easier now, even though we live so far away.
That is true. We needed to do this a long time ago, but we just got our software.
Right.
So we're all right.
That is so true. That is so true. But definitely until next time, I will hit you up, because I know you love me anyways, let's be honest. And you know you need me in your life, because let me just say this one thing really quickly. But yes, like, let me just say this one thing really quickly. None of this would have ever happened if your ass came to class on time and got out of my fucking group.
I'm not having a conversation with you right now because you know you're gonna lose. You should have just overslept so you didn't have to be in my damn group.
asked you to pick Burgundy in the first place. Let's just put it that way.
Noble.
Yes.
This is it. Okay? I can't do it. Before. I don't like you. And my sister told me to leave your ass alone, and I'm doing it.
No, you're not. You need me in your life, and I mean, honestly.
My phone is hanging up on you now. I'm not. Okay, that's enough. That's it. Don't say to me. That's it.
Oh, sorry. Forgive me. I'm sorry.
I'm leaving, Noble.
Have a good night. You know I still love you, though.
No.
Yes.
I believe it.
Hey, it's either me or Aaron. You choose.
Baby, can't believe the distance in between us when I thought we made a promise so strong. Baby, you were lying when you said you knew me, and I had this situation all wrong. 'Cause now we never talk, there's no communication. When I'm laying next to you, I don't feel, baby, like you even want all my affection like you used to. And now I can't deal with it, no. This is the end, I hope I meet you again somewhere. Oh, who knows where we will end up now. Oh, it always comes with echoes. So you should never count somebody out, 'cause you never know. That may be the very person that you might need the most. Can't imagine life without my lover and my best friend, it just wouldn't be the same. And you know, I'm accustomed to the way you hold me through the night. You wanna take all that away. Now baby, we can search the whole wide world to end up where we were yesterday. So go on, 'cause all the circular motion is pushing us far away. Yeah. It's over the now, I just don't know.